On the precipice, that's how the Australian Medical Association describes the state of the private health insurance sector. The AMA is releasing its annual report card on the industry, insurance industry today, saying that reforms have failed to make policies more transparent or affordable and that young people are dropping out at an alarming rate. The report comes just a day after the consumer group Choice said the sector was in a death spiral. Barbara Miller reports.
The Australian Medical Association has been warning for some time that private health cover is too expensive and not transparent enough. This year, in releasing its annual report card on the sector, it's using more dramatic language. AMA President Dr. Tony Bartone.
We've described the state of the private health insurance sector as being on the edge of a precipice.
Tony Bartone says the situation is deteriorating because more and more people under the age of 40 are opting out of private health cover, while those over 60 continue to flood in.
A perfect storm might be ensuing where the problems that have existed and failed to be addressed for many years now are becoming accentuated because of the disparity in the insured pool between young and older Australians. There are a number of things that need to happen and happen quickly. Increase value for the insurance, increase clarity and increase affordability. What we need to ensure is that we protect the system as a whole for the long term to underpin one of the best healthcare systems in the world.
Dr. Rachel David is the CEO of the industry group Private Healthcare Australia. She rejects the tenor of the AMA report, but agrees there are grounds for concern.
Look, I think that's a little bit alarmist. We're still funding about two-thirds of all the planned surgery that happens in Australia, most of the mental health care and most of the dental services that take place. The industry is well capitalised and able to fund these things. However, it does face some challenges, particularly as we do need to fund the care for a large baby boom population.
Rachel David says the industry is already talking to government about concrete measures which could entice young people back into the market.
One of them is to restore the rebate on premiums for low and middle income earners in this bracket, which has been frozen for some years. The other issue that we've raised is whether younger people can get an FBT exemption from their employer chooses to pay their health fund premium.
In a statement to AM, a spokesman for the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, said, "The Morrison government is delivering the most significant reforms to private health insurance in over a decade, which will make it simpler to understand and more affordable." The statement said the new gold, silver, bronze and basic classification system would, for the first time, provide clearer information to consumers and that work had already commenced on the next wave of improvements.
Barbara Miller reporting there.